Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Different kind of football Sunday when the burgundy and gold are idle. So you get a chance to kind of come out of the curtain and take a peekaboo and look around. And find an alternative to find your relief. John, out in Falls Church, what will be on your menu today for football?
Well, I'm always a 49ers fan, but, I root for the Commanders, listening to you guys, too. The 49ers game is one that Commanders fans might want to watch because if this is coming down to a wild card, there's a chance that the Commanders could have a little bit of breathing room should the 49ers lose today. And they've got Kittle out. They've got Trent Williams. Looks like he's going to be out. Obviously, Ayuk's out. Unfortunately, I call them all kids because I'm getting old now, but the guy that was on the Chiefs, Mooney Ward, his poor little daughter died a couple weeks ago, and so he's still out. So you've got a bunch of all pros and guys that are not going to be playing that they really need. And just because McCaffrey's back doesn't mean that he can block for himself, do everything that they were okay at running back without him, but there's a lot of guys that are irreplaceable. That so if they lose today, the Commanders could be two games up on the wild card.
That's a good point. I didn't know Trent was out. I usually, and I took the Niners today in my little deal with the Rooster and the Whale. I no way in the world would I have ever taken the 49ers if Trent Williams doesn't play. There's certain guys, if he doesn't play, I usually would never take him. But I didn't know that.
He's not listed as out yet, but he didn't practice this week.
Oh, that's okay. He don't have to practice. I mean, okay. So there's a chance. So you're saying
there's a chance he plays, but he's walking with a limp and all this stuff. So
he can do that.
Trent Williams is better than most tackles, but it's still not.
Yeah,
him.
He's the best player I've ever seen in my life. Play hurt. I've never seen anybody be that good with one foot, one hand, one arm, whatever. I've never seen it done like that before. That dude is something special. It's just amazing. But again, he was much younger then. That's 5 years ago. And yeah. I don't know how long he can maintain these superpowers as he ages. But
Better than most human beings, but he's still a human being at the end of the day, and he's like 36 or 37 now.
Yeah, you make a good point. I wouldn't bet against him. I'm going to tell you that. I've seen this dude, man, do some things that are incredible. Yeah, it's incredible. Well, so we'll see. Who are you pulling for?
Something to watch.
Who are you pulling for?
Of course, the Niners. 49ers.
Yeah, well, you got a good – I got some really good – I don't respect the Niners. How can you not? Blue blood organization, and they just – they're dealing with some things now, but everybody has to. You don't get to play with the same 53 every week.
It's a good opportunity for Commanders, though. It's a really good opportunity for them to not have to do anything and just sit there and watch these other teams that are beat up and playing hard schedules, you know, crumble.
Mm-hmm. Well, every week it's a different program.
Yep.
And appreciate your input,
man. Our Bruins kind of took a step back last week, but oh well.
Yeah, that was really disappointing. But again, man, it's been a lot of disappointments this year from my from my personal standpoint of teams that I pull for. But I go that James Madison from the high school standpoint, they were victorious. Langley was victorious. So as soon as the high schools that I have an interest in and root for, then I have to take that. Maryland's down. It's just nobody, everybody's not going to win. I have to come to grips with that. But it has been a good year overall, college-wise. I just think it's been hot. New blood. And Indiana, I'm so excited about what is happening. We need programs to burst through and prove that you can overcome NIL. You can overcome a lot of different things and build a winner. And JMU to this, what's happening in Indiana now? Where would we be without those stories or those special situations that happen? Just like here, winning here now. Look how uplifting this has been. And you cannot predict it. Everybody's trying to get the same thing, but nobody can necessarily pull it off. Even if you get the first pick, it don't really matter. That's why this stuff is so popular. To me, it is. Yeah, because it's so hard. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. This winning combination, how do you put it together? How does it work? Don't know. I think we've got Kevin, the District of Columbia.
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
Hey, Kev, how you doing, bro?
I'm not disappointed in the Commanders at all. It just showed that we're good enough to beat the bad teams, but be right there with the good team. I think we're going to be good down the stretch. By the time we play the Eagles again, we're going to be fighting for the division title again. I ain't thinking wild card. We're going to be fighting for the division again. With a couple of more pieces, we're going to be a lot better than the Texans was last year.
Well, I hope you're right. I can't move beyond Dallas. I mean, I can't see. I learned to constrict my vision so I can't see beyond a week. I'm not talented enough to pull that off. You guys are really, really talented. You can see into the future.
I wish you could suit up right now.
Huh?
I wish you could suit up right now. That'd give us another.
No, I can't do nothing. I couldn't get through.
We just saw the Tyson fight, guys.
Yeah. I couldn't get through pregame warm-up, let alone the game. I couldn't even get from the parking lot, car to the parking lot. No, brother. You're right, Melvin. 58 years old.
Sunday, man.
Tyson, let me tell you something. What Mike did, all of us has-beens look at it and know the training that he went through to get to that point. That's the part I'm not interested in doing. You don't just show up at the game or the bout. He put in work. Mike put in work. And yet you could see the quickness is gone. It doesn't sustain itself. That's why it's just a sin to see young talent waste talent. Because eventually we all run out of talent. And then you can't go get it back. That's the sin of wasting youth. And that's why all the old heads try to tell the young boys, but they don't want to listen. And then you get to this point. That's why I was talking to Metal this morning. I go, man, I almost didn't even want to watch it, but I had to watch it. Because I love this dude, man. Yeah, I just loved him. So,
no, I feel that too, man. It's just, you can't, the memories I had watching Tyson growing up as a kid, like, you're just not going to get them back. Not from him, it's just.
No, not from anybody. Couldn't get it from Ali.
Yeah.
You know how devastated I was watching Ali with slow hands?
Yeah.
I almost wanted to run in the ring and grab, you know, and just, that's what happens, man. You start watching your heroes, man, in decline. There's a timeline on it. That's why, and I know Sabah's going to have a fit when I say this, but watching LeBron right now actually get better at things is scary. It's frightening.
Yeah, I mean, he's been putting up triple-doubles and stuff at this age.
This dude is a better shooter now. He's doing some things. Forget the look. When you look at him, you think, man, this dude just walked out of costume on a Hollywood set. That's not really a human. He just walked out of costume makeup. That one commercial they have, I don't know if it's FanDuel, one of the wagering deals, where he says, the NFL just called me. And it's the funniest thing. And the comic says, dude, they don't want you. You're 40. Something about he's 40. You are 40. To run a 40, you are 40. It's screaming. I'm screaming at it. But this dude is still chiseled. This dude does not look a day older he looked 5 years ago. He's shooting better. He's still elevating at this freakish level. Who is this dude? What is he? We saw the GOAT decline.
Well, we saw it personally here in D.C.
That's my point. We know that Mike is human. We saw it up close. This dude? I'm like, man, he's still doing this. I don't know, man.
I mean, maybe one of these days he's going to get fouled really hard and the back of his head's going to pop up and they're going to realize he's a robot or something. I don't know.
I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm telling you, some of this stuff, and the bar hates him. She hates him. She's like, he drives her nuts. And I'm looking at the dude going, you know, at some point, is this dude going to show any? I mean, in other words, how long is he going to keep doing this? Aren't you a little curious?
I mean, I almost wonder if he's going to end up in like a player coach kind of position, which we haven't really seen in decades in any of the major sports. Not since, I think, Pete Rose, I think, was kind of the last one.
Pete Rose, Bill Russell, the only two people I can think of.
Yeah,
and both of those guys.
But like LeBron is like
looked,
getting to this point where he could almost be a player coach. Like he, you know
Pete
what I mean?
Pete looked old. Bill looked, they looked old doing it. This dude still looks freakish. Now, I know they say he do a lot of work. He got the gym. He got all that stuff. He invests in his body. He does a whole, you know, I get it. But I'm just saying, I remember the kid's first game at 19 against, I think it was Supersonics. And watching him, it's really amazing. It's really amazing. And if he were more likable, because there are people who don't like him at all. But he is, I respect him in a way that I just could never not respect this dude.
I mean, that series against Golden State, where they're playing pretty much the best basketball team ever, and they beat them in seven, was just, that's insane. That was the thing that, like, turned me into a LeBron stan, man. Like, I was like, after that, Jordan never did. Jordan never went into a series as the underdog team and pulled out a win like that. And certainly not that kind of an underdog. You know what
well,
I mean?
But that's his greatness.
Sure, but he was always on the team that was that like juggernaut, overwhelming team, and they always won.
That's
but to
greatness.
Do what LeBron did, it's like the David versus Goliath thing, man. Like that's
yeah.
Just,
but don't hate Mike because he was never underdog. Don't hate. That's
I'm not saying
Mike's
I hate
greatness.
Mike. I'm just saying that's something Jordan never did.
Yeah.
Jordan never was in that position.
He never had to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but that's something
about,
in those debates
seven,
I always
Mike
think.
Didn't
I'm like,
go to
Jordan never did that. So
Jordan doesn't go to Game 7. That's his brilliance. There is no Game 7. You know, like the NBA last week, I thought that it was a great moment when Klay went back to Golden State. And they had the captain's hat. They did a beautiful job of that. Sometimes in the sports thing that really they go way beyond. They do a great job. But Stephon, he decided that it's a nice sentiment. I like this. My boy, part of Splash Dude, but this is my house. And once again, Stephen Curry, to me, is going into MJ category as a closer.
He actually reminds me right now of like Kobe after Shaq left, where he's like, all right, it's just me now. I'm going to start taking it all over.
I'll give you that. But I'm starting to see him doing some Mike-like things now because this is ridiculous. What he did in the Olympics is just flat out stupid. I mean, but what he's doing now, what he did the other night at Golden State, come on, man.
Steph wasn't great in the Olympics till the last couple games there. I will say that.
Wasn't great. Slim, you gonna make G wake up. G sleep right now. G,
look, the big medal rounds and stuff like the semifinals and whatever. He was doing good by then, but early in the tournament, he was not doing that great. Luckily, that team was so talented it didn't matter. So,
you just woke G sleep right now, and you just woke him up. he gonna be screaming right now. You just woke up the bear. I'm gonna tell you what, man. I don't know. We could talk all sports all the time and trying to figure out what the degree of difficulty is in each sport. What is the toughest thing to be good at? Hit a curve, hit a shot, but a whole bunch of things. And I don't think you will ever, ever be able to not put that man in a category. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here on Overtime.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10:23 in the nation's capital. It's a little different from us here in the Burgundy and Gold when our Gladiators are off. They worked on Thursday night, as you well know. So we get a chance to kind of expand our NFL horizons. But it doesn't mean we're still not on point, because we're still focused. Skip, what's on your mind? Welcome to Overtime.
Doc, how are you doing, man? Before I commented on the Commanders, I just wanted to mention that Steph Curry wasn't doing that well until the last couple games of the Olympics. That's the point. He comes through in the clutch when you really need him to come through and makes the impact when it's most needed.
Yeah.
That is the whole point with Steph Curry. And by the way, he's 36 years old.
Yeah, Melo's a hater. So you have to cut some time. You have to apologize.
I'm not a hater.
He's a little bit of a hater.
The game the other night, he waited till the last, quarter,
minute
the end
12,
of the last quarter
crazy
to do his damage.
It was
That's
crazy.
The point. In the clutch, and to be, you know, to be fair, he had a reputation of not coming through earlier in his career, and he's wiped that away now. Now he's totally clutch performer in the last 5 minutes, which is, what do they call it? You know, the time when you're supposed to perform, he performs. He did it the other night.
I call it Jordan-esque.
Exactly.
He's Jordan-esque.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's 36 years. He's only 3 years younger than LeBron. So he's on that trajectory, too, of being amazing as far as taking care of himself.
Yeah.
You know, his body, he's improved his body, you know, over time.
It's amazing.
So he's
and
right
his size. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, especially for his size, right. Like,
it's amazing.
He's a regular human being size.
Yeah, he is. It's amazing. Amazing.
So now
I just think you got to give his props. Yeah.
Yes, and what he did in the Olympics at the end of the game, I mean, I've never seen anything like that in the Olympics.
I know. Medal will come around. He'll come around.
Okay, so I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Look, I'm not a hater. I'm just saying his entire Olympic performance, come on, his entire, like, yeah, he did great in the last games when they really needed it. That's great. But
they didn't even need him in those other games.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, he does it when they really need it. So, okay, moving on to the Commanders. I mean, 7-4, I'm good. Especially this tough stretch we had. I wish we could have got that Steelers game. That was definitely a game where I felt, you know, we were poised and we were in position to win. But we didn't. It's cool. We're 7-4. We got a break. Hopefully people can heal up a little bit. And our schedule, you know, like we got – the team that we, you know, hate the most, it might not be a rivalry anymore, but we hate them. And we can stomp them when they're down. And we need to. We need that game. That's an important game. I mean, we have to win that game. Okay?
Amen.
And so, you know, I'm with you, Doc. It's always about that next game, getting ready for that one. We win that one, we're good. You know, that's all that matters. However, I do have one little issue with the game the other night. It's not kicking that field goal when they had just missed the extra point. And you kick the field goal, you're up by one with the pressure. Like, then at that point, all you need is a turnover or something, and you can win the game. Like, and they were driving, you know, they were looking good. It was a good drive, and they just needed to get points off that drive, and it would have put him in the lead. And then the pressure would have been all on Philly. And I think Philly's a really good team. And, you know, it's no disrespect losing that game. But I hope the coach learned a lesson. You know, like when you're in a fight like that and you have a chance to take the lead with 8 minutes left, go just take it. Take the points. I hope he, you know, learns that lesson, because I think the coach let the team down in that moment. What do you think, Doc?
Well, they were. I think they were perfect on 4th-and-1s. I think if you have a play in mind, I trust the coach because his track record. I don't run at Carter. That's like running at Reggie White. But the ball bubbled. So when the play wasn't executed properly, all bets are off, because now we really don't know what would have happened.
Well,
so they bobble and snap.
The three?
Beg your pardon?
What about just taking the three and being up by one and then seeing
what about
what
they
happened?
Were 8-0 on 4th-and-1s? What about they converted every one of them on 4th downs?
Well, except the one against Pittsburgh.
Well, that's true.
You know.
That's true. But you know what?
I mean,
high-stakes gambling is what you do. I say that if the play were executed properly, we don't know. It looks like they were going at Carter's side, which to me, I go, really?
Yeah.
You know, as that dude kind of be the beast.
Oh, he's
like
a beast.
He reminded me of Reggie White.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody's got that. We got a guy. So we figure, like, we got a guy for that. But on that play, because of the lack of execution, I don't think we'll ever know. And
Like, say we're in a playoff game, in the same situation in a playoff game.
Oh, I want points. if I'm that close in. Yeah, I'm on points.
Yeah, and then, it's a regular season game. You learn something. But I feel good about where we're at. And plus, we got that bye coming up, too. We got two games at home and then a bye. So, and plus, we got a real serious cornerback who's going to be available to us, who can shut down guy. So, I mean, we're okay.
Well, we hope he's going to be available.
I feel good about where we're at.
Yeah, I do too, but we hope he's going to be available.
Yeah, you're right.
Until I see him. Well, I don't know. Like I say, and not that there's anything wrong if they got him and didn't know we'd get him for another month or so. Eventually, he's going to suit up and be on the field. And right. We just got to wait it out.
Exactly. Always say, Doc, until you see him on the field.
I don't believe it. Yeah,
it exists, right?
Well, I can't count on him. He ain't there.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not there. Skip, appreciate you, man. Thank you. That's good stuff.
Take care.
Yeah, we take a break now and we come back. Jumbo, Nick, K9, Big Tony. You know, hey, I'm going to tell you this now, Metal. Big Tony will eventually call. Trust me on that. And today we'll take his call.
Is he a Steph fan, too? Is that why?
He did what? No,
he's a Steph fan, too.
Oh, he will do whatever. Anything he can beat his chest over right now with Pittsburgh. All right. We'll take a break. Stay with us right now here on Overtime. Sunday morning, Burgundy and Gold idle, which means you can kind of breathe a little bit, take your time, not have to worry about whether or not we're going to win the ball game or not. That's kind of a relief of somewhat. We've got Jumbo. Jumbo, you've been hanging around today. What's on your mind?
To Michael Jordan thing, talking about basketball, I'll go up.
Yep.
He might not have never been an underdog, but I bet you after the Magic hoisted Horace Grant on their shoulders, he presented it to himself and to his team that they were underdogs.
Okay.
And we can't take the Cowboys for granted. They got some players, and Bill Belichick or Deion Sanders will be their next coach probably. And everybody keeps
you really believe that?
Over his fourth down call.
Do you really believe that?
Yeah.
That Deion Sanders will be their next head coach?
Him or Bill Belichick, yes.
Okay,
and well, on his fourth down call, look, everybody, if I don't even know football, and I know this much, he went for it because he knew they weren't going to hold him. Because, look, it's been a problem. They've given up touchdowns 4 weeks in a row late. So, I mean, I'm not knocking them, but they've had a lot of trouble the last 4 weeks with giving up late touchdowns. In the Pittsburgh game, my friend was up in arms. Oh, they should have won. They should have won. Maybe they should, but they probably should have lost the Bears game. So you just flip them wins and losses. So anyway, have a good Sunday, Doc.
Oh, you too, man. Have a good one. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm with you 100% on that one, Metal, that the Bear game, you got away with murder on that. This could have been down 3. It wasn't. And I don't put the Bears in the category of Pittsburgh or Baltimore. Ashburn, our next stop. Kirk, welcome to Overtime.
Hi, Doc. It's always good to talk to you, as I've had for many years.
My man.
You know, and I usually rush through things and make things wrong, but you said take your time. First of all, I didn't catch any remarks you made about Veterans Day, but most times I listen to you. You observe Veterans Day because you're from a military family.
Absolutely.
And I was in military during Vietnam, mm-hmm. and I observed. I want to be clear. I wasn't sent there. I was in. Mm-hmm. So thanks again, buddy. Now, you know what?
Thank you. People talk
about what they're doing. Let me tell you about LeBron. I don't know why people don't like him. He is courteous to the press. He does good things for charity. He doesn't downgrade his opponents. I think he's been a class guy, and I don't know why people don't like him. But I like him a whole lot. Doesn't do well.
Well, I can see why people don't like him and have had problems with him if he's not on your team. That I can get. He's wearing purple and gold.
Everybody hated the answer special, though. It seemed real pretentious. I remember that.
Yeah. I mean, there's some things about him. But, I mean, he's a good dude. and he's on your team. I think you like him. I was just, my comment was about at his age, the commitment, what he's putting into his work, how he looked, is amazing.
Yeah.
That was my point.
Well, being born and raised in Detroit with Purdue Cordy Howe, I know about playing in old age.
yeah, that was amazing too. Yeah, what Alex is doing is amazing. Ovechkin. Now he's on Blades and the whole nine yards, but still it's amazing.
I know. I played my whole life till my mid-40s. It was my sport. You know, in my neighborhood, Doc, in Detroit, there were more ice rinks in the backyards than there were hoops.
Why? And that's hard for me. I can't even envision that, being on the West Coast. Like,
one guy on our block, he strung a cable across suspended lights. So they're never in your eyes. You can play all night. It was just, I mean, it's a religion there, you know.
Yeah, that's great. Chris, you ever seen anything like that?
No.
No, I can't even imagine. That I can't even envision it.
And the guy actually built up little boards around the whole rink, too. They weren't the boards like you see in the NFL.
Like a makeshift rink.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good stuff.
I did read Wayne Gretzky's autobiography, or one of his autobiographies once when I was younger, and I remember he talked about learning to ice skate in his backyard where they just turned the sprinkler on, and it would freeze the lawn. And like that's how he like learned to skate when he was like 4 years old or something. But that's the closest thing I know to something like that.
2 years old. 2 years old.
There you go. 2 years old.
2 years old.
I was bouncing the puck. To show Gretzky the angle they would come off. I mean, his father was real brilliant. In fact, let me tell you, I'll just go off a little bit. But when Wayne Gretzky went over to Russia at the invitation of Vladimir, what the hell is that goalie's name for Russia? Was so good. But anyway, he was driving to Russia at the invitation of this goalie. And he was the goalie for the Russian team. And they had a practice. And at the practice, Gretzky's father said, can I teach these guys something? And these Russians, okay, we humor him. He's Gretzky's father. We humor him. He knows nothing compared to us. So Gretzky's father told him, if you're going in the puck, going in the corner for the puck, you come out on your left side, dip your shoulder to the right side. And he was right. You dip your shoulder right, there you go that way, he comes out on the left. And then the Russian said, oh, maybe this man Gretzky knows something. That's very funny.
That's crazy.
Anyway, I've been rough with him. Thanks for allowing me to do so, Doc. You're a good man.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. Good deal. Good deal. Well, we're going to go to a quick break now, Metal, and Nick out in Purcellville, Bonesy, you guys hang in there. We'll be back. Just got word Dr. Holder is going to join us top of the hour. And so we just keep playing the hits right here on Overtime. Just got word, Donna Hopkins, who's on the beat, will be out of church and be able to join us around noon, be settled in. So we'll get her take on it from being in Philadelphia and being with the club. And that's always helpful. Love people on the spot. Professor Holder will join us at the top of the hour. So we're cooking with fish oil. Nick out in Purcellville. Appreciate your patience, Nick. How you doing?
Doc, I'm doing great. Morning and morning heavy metal. I want to bring some football, NFL football logic to the DMV this morning. I want to shout out to Vince Lombardi, okay? Vince Lombardi is the father of NFL football. And they don't call the Lombardi Trophy the Green Bay Packer Trophy or the Washington Redskin Trophy, the teams that he coached. But I want to tell you, I think all these coaches in the NFL need to sit down in the theater and watch about 20 Vince Lombardi Packer games and figure out how to coach. Because I've seen some of the dumbest stuff this year that I swear one of the dumbest was that Commander-Steeler game where the Steelers were winning 7-0 in the first quarter. They're on their dang 20-yard line, 4th-and-2, and they're trying some stupid trick pass. And I remember B. Mitch, because I was listening to your his broadcast, and he was saying, you don't have a defensive back throw a pass to a, I guess it was a cornerback. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you, I was surprised Vince Lombardi's arm didn't pop out of the ground and grab Mike Tomlin's ankle and say, what are you doing? That was the dumbest thing. And all these, Vince Lombardi, when I watch a game now, I say, what would Vince Lombardi do? And Doc, I know you've seen him coach, and he would never do something like that. And also, those all these fourth and ones and fourth and twos, just like your previous caller, you kick that field goal, you get the 3 points. Lombardi would always kick a field goal. He would never do something dumb like that. And I'm just disgusted with the coaching. Mike Tomlin has done that before in other games. In fact, I think it was the Giants game or the it could have been – you know, I think it was the Indiana – in the Indianapolis game where they were on the two-yard line, fourth and two, and they try some dumb run play right up the middle. It failed. And then they ended up losing their punter over the whole thing after they held Indianapolis. They lost their punter, and then they had to have their field goal kicker come in and punt. And luckily, yep, he got off a 41-yard punt. This whole thing, this coaching thing, and you know, Doc, you got to play it safe. You got to play conservative in NFL because points are important. You know, it's so many teams fell at the end of the game by 1 point because they didn't kick the field goal. Don't you agree?
Well, we've been pretty good. I'm looking at it. I think it's all situational. I try not to group it because it is situational, and you have to be able to feel it. Now, the kid, if play was open, judge it this way. Was the play open? Yes. The guy dropped the ball. So, was it a bad call, or did the kid just drop the ball and he was wide open? Did they catch us winking? Yeah, they did. He just dropped the ball. So, the results is not what he wanted, but in terms of play calling, I applaud him because I think he caught us napping. They caught us. They took advantage of something, and they won. They just didn't execute it.
Well, that cost them 7 points.
Well, I'm just saying.
You know,
I'm with you on this and that. You got to take some risk. Right. You got to know your personnel. To me, I can't judge a play if we fumble the snap from the center to the quarterback. I don't know if it would have worked or not. We were going at Carter, their best defensive player. I don't know if I'd have done that. But they spend hours on this. I don't. Their record, I think, was 8-9-0 on fourth downs. I just think it's one of those things where it's easy to say it's wrong when it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's true.
I just try not to fall into that trap. That's too easy. I got to look at it and say, well, it would. The guy just dropped the ball. So, but I'm with you on that. I appreciate the passion. Nick, have a great one.
Well, hold on. Could I ask
go ahead
something
on
else?
Okay.
Huh?
Finish up.
Oh, yeah. George Blanda played at 43 years old in the NFL. And he
kicked played quarterback. You're right.
And a kicker, too. And he actually played in four decades. So when you talk about longevity and being somebody, because you were talking about it earlier. Doc, I'm following this kid, 7'9", he's a freshman on the Gators, Florida Gators.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Yeah, and he dunks.
I want to see, that's going to be interesting. Got to hustle, brother. Appreciate you, Nick. Going to the District of Columbia. Michael, thanks for being patient.
Hey, Doc. Appreciate it, man. I think let's take a different route. Let's not talk about all the mistakes. Let's not talk about all the games, things that we could have had with coaching mistakes, whatever. Instead, I'd like to have a conversation about like the dynamics of being a coach in the NFL. I personally believe we're in an unbelievable position because we have the great owner and we have the great GM. I think Daniels and Quinn have a lot of upside for us. However, I think main thing you need in the NFL to be successful is a coach that is truly desperate to win. If you look at all the great teams, like even the Eagles, they have coaches that are desperate to win because they're young, they're coming out of college, their life is on the line. Literally, their coach, their football life is on the line. Unless you're great, unless you're Reed, you know, some of these like Tom Belichick, you know what I mean? Beyond that. Now, I think we're good because, man, we had that guy out of the Lions, man, Johnson, in our jet. We had him in the jet, man. And that type of guy is the guy you got to gamble it all on.
Now, that guy didn't want to coach. He didn't want to leave.
He's desperate to win. I mean, Campbell, that guy is desperate to win. And look how quick Eberflus was a god. And look how quick he went downhill because he's pitched to a rookie quarterback. So let's pump the brakes, in my opinion. Thanks for letting me ramble on. I mean, to not let you jump in, but like, let's pump the brakes and just try and enjoy the season, see what we get with Daniels, see what we get with Quinn. And the mistakes have been blamed. I'm a field goal guy, but I get why they did it and everything. But these might just be guys that just said, you know, we may only have 1 year based on our owner and GM. Literally, they may know that. We may not know that. So they might just be ripping it and cutting it loose.
All right,
for a unique circumstance. Well, thanks.
Let's see what happens on that. Bonesy.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Before we go to break, squeeze Bonesy in.
Hey, good morning, Doc. Shout out to my man, Heavy Metal. Hey, Doc, you know, these last couple games, Pittsburgh and Philly, right? You know, after the games, right? You know, I haven't been calling. I haven't been saying anything, you know. I've been seeing some stuff on social media, you know. But, you know, everybody, you know, they got a right to do and say what they want to say and text what they want to text, you know what I mean? And I've been reading it and stuff like that, you know. And, it's kind of disgusting, right, you know. But, you know, for me, right, I think the team is right where they're supposed to be at this point in the season, right, you know. Even with the ups and downs, you know, they in the area where they right where they're supposed to be, right. You know, and I'm so happy that we got this 10-day, you know, rest period, you know. And we got to go back. We got to go into Joe Gibbs mode and start making the proper adjustments. You know, everybody got to get their rest. They got to heal up, you understand, and get ready for this last stretch, right? You know what I mean? And hopefully, you know, DQ, I'm depending on DQ and Kingsbury to go into Joe Gibbs mode and make the proper adjustments, man. And let's get ready for these last 7 games, man. And, you know, go out there and perform. Because at this point, to me, I think we've overperformed, you understand, according to how at the beginning of the season when people were predicting we weren't going to win over 6 games, you know. Okay, we at 7 right now, you know. You know, we got some players, man, that, you know, had, you know, didn't perform well. But then they in some games that they did perform well, you know. This is a learning process, man. And, you know, I mean, they shouldn't have never invented the microwave because everybody wants shit, you know, stuff to be in the microwave form, right? But, you know, these guys got to develop. They got to grasp this stuff, you know what I mean? You know, they
got
to
take
it, you know, one day at a time. And, you know, and, man, we got to be patient, man, and keep standing behind them. Stop ridiculing them and just stand behind them. You know what I mean?
Bonesy, I feel you, man. I'm up against the break. But stay strong. Got to go to break. Coming back, Dr. Holder on the other side here on Overtime.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.